Professor, you must be incredibly proud of your high school iGEM team. Could you tell me what it is that they've done? I understand that they've won a great competition.
Yes, so I'm indeed very proud of their achievement. The high school students participated in the high school branch of iGEM, which stands for Internationally Genetically Engineered Machine Competition. And it is one of the leading competitions in a field, you know, an emerging field of synthetic biology. And iGEM runs three different disciplines at the moment. So it runs a high school division, which our students won this year. It runs a collegiate competition where typically undergrads and graduate students at universities compete for a bio brick. And it is running an entrepreneurial branch where business ideas around synthetic biology projects are competing.
So the competition that they won, where was it held, and how many students were there?
Okay, the competition was held at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in Boston, Massachusetts, last weekend. And we sent seven of our high school students together with three advisors to present a project at a whole team of about 20 students.
And what are the awards that they won? Because I understand it was more than one.
That's correct. So they won Best Wiki, which is a prize that's given for all the websites the students have to generate as part of the competition, where they document their project, they show their results, and all the planning. And the one which made me very happy is the Best BioBrick Natural, which means they designed a BioBrick, a genetic construct, which is called BioBrick for in analogy to Lego bricks, and submitted it to the Registry of Parts. And they won for that construct. They won the Best BioBrick Award, which I think is one of the most important ones in synthetic biology because you're designing those constructs. And besides that, they were overall winners of the Jamboree. You can feel that I'm excited about that. Hey,
what exactly was the BioBrick project that they were working on? I understand that had something to do with oxytocin.
That's right. The students were interested in the function of oxytocin in humans. And we all know oxytocin as something that is given to a mother after childbirth. And it also has implications in social behavior. So people think that, you know, having not enough or too much of oxytocin has an influence on developing autism or social disorders. And the studies are limited by the fact that oxytocin itself has a very short half-life time. So they wanted to find a way how they could improve that half-life time or design a way which would make it easier to produce oxytocin on demand. And so their BioBrick essentially is taking the oxytocin development system from humans and put it into a bacteria so to have an easier way of producing oxytocin.
What happens now? Can they take what they've done and actually turn it into something useful?
One of the hallmarks about iGEM and the iGEM competition is that everything they are doing is open source, like you would have open source software and whatnot. So they have developed their BioBrick, have submitted it to the Registry of Standardized Parts. They have documented what it does. And with that, it becomes open source. So everybody that wants to work with that oxytocin BioBrick now can do that, essentially can synthesize it, knows that it works, and can do it by themselves. So it is essentially given to the community to work with it. And I think this is the great thing about initiatives like iGEM that allow to create a global community of researchers that work on certain projects. And, of course, they are trying to work with it themselves. I'm not sure if they really have thought about what the next step with that is, because that, you know, having that brick is an enabler for future research.
I understand that you have some members of the team with you. Perhaps I could speak to one of the students.
Sure. I'm more than happy to hand you over.
So who's coming up first?
I think it's going to be Patrick O'Donnell.
So, Patrick, you've just come back from Boston. How does it feel winning this international competition?
It feels pretty great, pretty exciting. But yeah, pretty awesome.
How did you get involved with iGEM?
Yeah, so this is my first year. I'm actually the only one of the people who went to Boston who haven't, who is in grade 11 still, so I'm the young one here. And I heard about it from a guy who came back from last year. He was on the team last year. And he came around to my classroom and just kind of spoke about the team and the project and what it was. And I thought I would try and apply. And I got in, and it's been great.
What role did you play in the project working on the oxytocin?
Right. So everyone on the team essentially all worked on everything. We had a couple guys, obviously, who, you know, did all of our wiki because not everyone does computer coding. But basically anyone who wanted to could work on the lab. But I kind of multitasked. So I worked with our main computer guy. We'd sit in class and go over the wiki, what worked, what didn't. I'd give him advice, and he'd program it in. I'd come into the lab and do experiments with everyone. And I also gave a couple of presentations at my high school about our project.
When you went to Boston and were part of the competition, what did you actually have to do down there?
Right. So when we went to Boston, we went to MIT to give our presentation, which consisted of a 20-minute presentation to a panel of three judges, followed by about a 5-minute question period. And then later on in the day, there was a 3 or 4 hour poster session where everyone put up their scientific posters and we went around and judges came around, judged their posters. We'd tell them about our project, and then we could also freely go around and ask everyone else about their projects. But the direct time for your team was the 20-minute session.
So a lot of competition and pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were all fairly nervous on the plane and going over and getting ready that night. And I know when I walked up to the platform, I was shaking. But when I started talking, it all kind of came back to me, you know, I know what I'm doing. I know what my project is. And so that went fine. And then afterwards, of course, the jitters from just having done that. But it was more enjoyable than scary, I think. You know, going around, especially the poster session, I enjoyed being able to just talk with people about their projects and ask them about, you know, how they did things and how they made their labs.
Thank you very much, Patrick, and congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much.
Now, I understand there's another student there. What's her name?
Elaine Bird.
Can you put Elaine on the phone, please?
Hello?
Elaine, you've also been to Boston and been in the competition for iGEM. What was the experience like for you?
Well, it was really great for me, and I'm also a returning member, so I did this last year. So, I mean, last year we also won, but a smaller component, of course. We didn't take, you know, the whole first place in the whole competition. So this year it was pretty exciting just to see the growth that we had from last year being new and not really knowing what to expect to this year, and it was just amazing to have that experience not only behind me but behind the team, and just knowing that, you know, we know what we're up against kind of this time. So it was really great.
What was the competition like from the other students in the other countries?
It was really neat. I mean, everyone there, I think, did very well. I mean, all the projects are so diverse, it's kind of hard to compare them, because you go from the healthcare field to anything from, you know, building a light bulb to looking into, you know, oxytocin like we did in the healthcare field. So it's just really interesting to get to look at from places, you know, internationally and across the world, what can be done and what ideas people are looking at trying to improve or trying to cure, trying to, you know, manipulate and fix.
Now, the project that you presented at this year's competition, is that one that you had started working on last year, or is this new?
No, it's a new project. Last year, our project focused on treating type 1 diabetes. And yeah, this year, the oxytocin is completely different. So it had no link. We started kind of from scratch.
And what role did you play in developing it?
Well, this year, I put a lot more time into human practices. So speaking in the community, getting everyone, you know, kind of aware, some teachers and some other younger students on board, kind of just reaching out into our community, showing that it is possible, you know, it is attainable at a high school level to, you know, do what we do and work at a university level. And then we wanted to reach out especially to junior high schools and other high schools so that we reach the up-and-coming generations, you know, to let them know how they can be involved if that's something they're interested in. And then we also presented to our school board to let them know what we're doing. So kind of just reaching out that way to hopefully spread synthetic biology as a whole.
Well, thank you very much, Elaine, and good luck in the future.
Oh, thank you.